Jill Steadman is here with your business news.
Thanks, Carol. Over 70% of businesses expect to increase salaries this year, while 40% plan to hire more staff. That's according to the latest KPMG Enterprise Barometer. It reveals overall optimism among Irish companies, with 65% expecting turnover to increase in the next 12 months. We're joined now in studio by Alan Brommel, Head of Private Enterprise at KPMG Ireland. You're very welcome.
Good morning, Jill.
Businesses are mainly optimistic, but they are facing a number of challenges, and rising labour costs seem to be top of the list.
Yes, 85% of respondents are saying it's their biggest challenge, with 53% saying it's the biggest driver of cost increases. What we have at the moment in terms of this perfect storm is underlying inflation issues combined with record low unemployment levels. It's just creating that perfect storm. Obviously, we need to tackle inflation. That's a common issue across global economies. In Ireland, I think tax also has a part to play. The tax burden on businesses is extremely high. We have auto-enrolment coming on the pension side, minimum wage increases. So it looks like the system simply cannot take further increases. There is a tipping point at which these businesses aren't viable, or certainly it's not viable to carry them on from Ireland. And I think that's a key point going forward from a policy perspective.
Okay, recruitment and retention of staff is also a big issue. What problems are cropping up here for businesses?
Yeah, the respondents, which are all Indigenous domestic businesses, say that recruitment and retention of staff, 66% of them say it's their biggest concern. So we are at full employment, and these businesses are competing with large corporates and multinationals. Interestingly, the residential accommodation issue is one that seems to go across all segments of the economy, because these domestic businesses are saying it's also an issue in recruiting and retaining staff at a domestic business level as well.
We've been hearing a lot about the rise of artificial intelligence. Do businesses see AI as a way to reduce their workforce in the future?
The results say that 15% say that it will result in fewer staff. So what it seems to be saying on AI is that overall there's a general awareness of the transformative impact AI will have, but it's just not happening yet. Only 1 in 5 are saying that they have a defined AI strategy.
You ask companies about their views on the current tax regime. What do they have to say?
Yeah, amongst domestic businesses and entrepreneurs, there continues to be a feeling that the tax regime is more favourable for multinationals. 70% of respondents feel this. I believe actually there's been a significant levelling of the playing field over the last few years in this regard, and multinationals are now having to pay more. However, in doing so, it has brought an awful lot more complexity into the system, which domestic businesses are having to grapple with, some would say unnecessarily.
Sustainability is an important issue for most of the companies surveyed, but the research suggests that businesses are still concerned about the costs associated with going green. Is that holding them back from taking action?
It is indeed, because I think they're struggling to see that the cost benefit. They know it's coming. The statistics are relatively stable when it comes to support for more action on climate, pursuing measures, awareness of the benefits. However, there is still a lingering concern over the costs. However, our experience in KPMG is that increasingly this whole issue has been pushed down the supply chain from the large multinationals, and it's no longer a choice for domestic and indigenous businesses.
Okay, the research shows there's been a drop in the number of companies who say they have policies in place to address gender gap issues. Why do you think we've seen that drop?
Well, the sample size is 200, right? So it's sensitive to even small changes in that issue. But what it's showing is, I think that's at a senior level. So what we're even finding in KPMG, and we're really trying to grapple with and get it right, is if you don't have your pipeline right and gender it right at the pipeline level, then it won't come through to the senior levels.
Okay, Alan Brommel, Head of Private Enterprise at KPMG Ireland. Thanks for joining us.